I mean, the single most important thing that can be done for native languages is creating an immersion program for kids. And that the last generation of fluent speakers of Tsimshian and Haida and Tlingit is dying, sadly. And, you know, Clarence Jackson passed 2 weeks ago. He was a native speaker. And, I mean, a native speaker, you know, a truly fluent speaker is somebody who learns language as his or her first language, or learns the language in, you know, the first 6 to 8 years of life.
In kind of a formative way, as opposed to...
Yeah, you know, in an immersion sense. And it's, I mean, learning happy birthday is great, learning to count to 10 is great, but, I mean, truly learning the language and learning it as people did 100 years ago means learning in an immersion setting. And that's what's happening in Bethel and in Kotzebue and other regions where, you know, Inupiaq and Yupik regions, where people are really concerned about the future of their native languages. And trying to create a program in Southeast to do that is, I think, of paramount importance. And it's actually something we're literally working on right now.
Literally working on how?
Nancy Barnes, one of my staff members, is talking with Michael Krauss, who's a linguistics professor at UAF and probably the foremost linguist in Alaska, about what kind of framework would be needed in Southeast to create an immersion program. It's tricky in that in Bethel and in Kotzebue, you have such a density of native population and such a clear and distinct regional hub. Like, Bethel is the hub for the YK Delta. It's the hub for the Yupik people. In Southeast, I mean, we have Ketchikan and Sitka and Juneau and such a multi-ethnic mix. You know, Sitka could create an immersion school. Like, Bethel and Kotzebue have created immersion programs within their school district. You know, can Sitka or Juneau or Ketchikan do that? Perhaps, but probably need to interface with another entity, the state maybe, or tribes. I mean, trying to figure out how that would work is a problem solving. It's one of these puzzles that we have to solve.